Among the 79 Americans killed in the war with Iraq, two are soldiers from Conyers, Georgia. Conyers is east of Atlanta and is home to about 10,000 people. Roughly 80 of its residents are deployed in the Middle East. Conyers has been growing because of its proximity to Atlanta, but it still has a unique small-town personality, and its people have passionate feelings about the war. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
When news of the death of Private First Class Diego Rincon began filtering back to Conyers, Georgia, people here wanted to do something to honor the 19-year-old who touched so many. Rincon was in several school plays. He taught gymnastics. He was a cheerleader. He owned a bright yellow Mustang. He clearly stood out at Salem High School, where he graduated just 2 years ago. Students made plans with a teacher this week to produce a video tribute.
I mean, go ahead and play all that, and then when you get into what y'all were going to do, actually, you know, start the music and then get into the pictures and the video and the
interviews and all that stuff,
So that it's like, this is what the world has shown you.
And this is what we're showing you,
Among the seniors in charge of the video is Diego Rincon's girlfriend, Catherine Montemare.
He shouldn't have died, and he had so much to come home to, and like the perfect family to come home to, and all these plans. He had so many plans for the future. He knew what he was going to do, and he deserved to come back to everything. He didn't deserve to die.
Rincon talked about staying in the Army or applying to the FBI. He loved cars, fast cars, and he talked about setting up a custom auto shop.
He told me, you know why I have a yellow Mustang instead of any other color? And I asked him why, and he was like, because that color attracts so much attention, and he loves attention, and he loves just being the center of everything.
Diego Rincon died last weekend at a military checkpoint, one of four soldiers who tried to help a taxi driver. That driver turned out to be a suicide bomber. Tyler Flowers is a senior at Salem High who met Rincon in a school play. He says people are both sad and angry.
You know, when somebody dies in war, you automatically think that they were shot in battle. You never expect a guy driving up in a taxi and, you know, pushing a button and everything's over.
In the business district known as Old Town Conyers, the streets are lined with yellow ribbons and flags are flying at half staff in honor of Diego Rincon and another soldier who was killed, Army Specialist Jamal Addison. He died in an ambush in the Iraqi desert. Addison was 22 years old with a wife and two young children. Addison's cousin, Sean Smith, who is also 22, says family members are so upset they don't want to talk about the death or the war. But many who live here are talking a lot about the war and the losses. At the old-fashioned soda fountain inside the corner drugstore, Joanne Caldwell, Superior Court clerk, is among those who stop by for lunch.
It's a great loss to this family. It's a great loss to this community because both were fine young men. But I think the cause is good. The cause is good.
Behind the counter, Elaine Smith makes the malts and milkshakes. She says people barely realized Conyers lost one soldier when they got news of a second death.
No child should die in the war. But don't take all of ours. We don't have that many. We've got 80 children deployed from Conyers, and I don't want to see any more lost.
It's eerily quiet on the block where Diego Rincon's family lives. In the driveway sits his bright yellow Mustang. A red, white, and blue balloon attached to the antenna flutters in the spring breeze. Dozens of white roses and flower bouquets surround the car. Catherine Montemare says Rincon's family received the last letter from Diego just 6 days before he died.
In the letter, he said there's going to be murders and funerals and tears, and I guess we have to see what we're made of, and it was all becoming reality, and he knew that people were going to die.
The families and friends of both of the soldiers from Conyers who died in the war say Diego Rincon and Jamal Addison proved what they were made of through their courage. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Conyers, Georgia.